welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. How are you?
Hello.
I'm terrific.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How has your week been?
Average?
Okay, good.
I don't know.
Average weeks are good weeks.
As far as things going on, keep it busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. There's some stuff that dropped, and that as far as comic book stuff goes that we could talk about. And and then there's I'm really excited this weekend. There's I'm going to a swap meet.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I won't get Sweet Baby Coves.
Well, you'll be outside.
I don't know if it's inside or outside.
Well, wear your mask.
I'm wearing my mask no matter what,
But, yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, I've been kind of freaking out a little bit.
About the vid?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know.
We are vaccinated.
It's just, it seems like a lot of people that are vaccinated are still getting sick.
Yeah, that's possible.
And I know it's possible, but it's just, it's weird, Because, granted, though, I think it would be less likely if more people were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we don't all have to be sick at the same time.
Right.
That's what logic would imply.
Yes.
So, but I am going to this thing. I'm sure it's going to be, I'll be fine. I'll be vigilant. But I'm looking forward to selling some video games and. Maybe I'll take some of my action figures and try to sell those too, if folks will be okay with that.
Uh huh.
And maybe I'll make a little coin. I don't know. And it's gonna be inside of an actual like arcade.
Or outside.
One of the two. And
maybe afterward you can go
play some video games. It's a place I haven't been yet. It's not in Westminster, so.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to
Westminster.
What did I say? Westminster?
Mm-hmm.
Westminster?
Westminster.
Yeah, it's okay.
There you go.
Yeah, Westminster. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that.
Good.
Yeah, because I kind of pared down some of the video game stuff and didn't really feel like posting it on my usual places, like my Mercari's or whatever. So I just kind of want to see what I can get in person.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of fun, to go out. I think it's. I like flea markets and stuff like that. So, look forward to that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How has your week been?
Meh.
Meh?
Meh. I exist. It's been my week.
You do exist. That is true.
Yep. I sure do. But the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer...
exists as well.
It dropped apparently after some... I don't even know what happened with it. Apparently it was leaked.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got taken down. And then it actually got released by Sony. Now, I didn't see the leaked version, so I don't actually know if that was the right one.
Yeah, I wasn't.
They're calling it a teaser trailer, even though it's like 3 minutes long.
I was going to say, that's the thing. How is it a teaser trailer? Like, a teaser trailer is literally less than a minute.
Right? I always thought that was supposed to be like 50 seconds of footage.
It's here's a spider. Here's a man. Spider-Man, watch out.
Right.
That should be the trailer.
Far From Home or whatever. No Way Home.
No Way Home. So it's Homecoming.
I'm going to get these all confused.
Far From Home. Farfig Nugent.
Yes. Fig Newton.
Fig Newtons.
Yes.
Spider-Man Fig Newtons.
At least I could keep Spider-Man Fig Newton straight. Now it's like Far From Home and Home Away From Home and Home Alert Bracelet. And I don't even know.
It's just Tom Holland going to the store being like, hey, Mr. Stark.
Tom Holland.
How about some Fig Newtons? Spider-Man Fig Newtons.
25-year-old man playing a teenager.
Well,
he does look like a child, though.
Yeah. Well, there's no teenagers that act,
That's true. There are no teenagers.
Or at least any good teenagers. Jesus Christ, what's going on, teenagers? Why are you so shitty actors?
They have so much other stuff to focus on, like TikTok or whatever. I guess they don't have to be good actors.
No, I guess not.
I don't know. I don't know anything about how one focuses on TikTok because I'm old.
I guess you're too busy worried about TikTok. You're not worried about Disney Channel and getting your chops up.
Yeah, you're not forcing your parents to go take you to live out of the Oak Woods.
That's right.
and pay people exorbitant amount of money to give you stupid lessons that aren't going to help you get cast.
Two item breakfast.
Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting. I'm excited to see Doc Ock.
Yeah. So here's the thing about this trailer that it was exhausting. For me, to me personally.
Why?
I don't know. Because there's just a lot of like, all you're just like, okay, Spider-Man's been doxed.
Yeah.
You know, essentially. Because at the end of the last movie, J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes.
Is like.
Because he's like a he's like an Alex Jones type character.
Yeah, he's like an Alex Jones guy. And he's like Spider-Man's Peter Parker. Rah!
Right.
And now we have to, you know, deal with the fallout of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and then all of a sudden he's like, hey, Mr. Dr. Strange. Hey, Dr. Strange. Hey, can I help you? Can you help me? Helps me gets back to,
so,
you know, whatever.
Some people were saying because Dr. Strange is rocking quite an interesting outfit.
Yeah, I already saw somebody saying that's going to be my Halloween costume this year.
Where it's just like a sweatshirt and a cape, a sweatshirt and a jacket with a cape over it.
Yes.
Which is really impressive. But some people were saying,
I can do that.
Oh, absolutely. You'll be hot as hell. Be really warm if you're indoors, but if you're outside, it'd be fine.
Well, it's a fall costume.
Yeah. I'm just saying if you're inside, it could get a little warm. If you're wearing a sweatshirt and a parka and a cape. that's a lot of stuff.
Is he wearing a parka?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it's got like a parka on too.
I thought he was just wearing like a sweatshirt.
No, it's like a sweatshirt and a parka and a cape.
Okay.
And it's all cold inside. And so some people, now I didn't watch Loki, but I understand what happened in Loki. Some people are saying that Doctor Strange is a variant.
Where?
And I'm like, well, that would explain the parka.
A variant. So he's not the real Doctor Strange?
Right. That's what's going on in that Loki show. There's all these variants of Loki.
So is that why?
That's the multiverse where there's all these different versions of, you know, that's how the multiverse works, right?
Okay, right. So with Spider-Man, so we're supposed to believe that Spider-Man goes to the sanctorium.
And he's instead of meeting the actual Stephen Strange, he meets a variant Stephen Strange. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know. That's just a theory I saw on the internet.
Okay. So is that why he sucks as a sorcerer? Because he can't handle somebody talking to him while he's casting a spell?
Perhaps that's it. And I did joke about that. And I had people being like, well, no, that's not the moral of the Marvel Universe. I was like, it was a joke. because I find it very funny that Stephen Strange, the man who is able to like fight Dormammu through all of that stuff, is such a shitty sorcerer now that he cannot cast a spell if Peter Parker's talking to him.
Yeah, right.
And like he did all that stuff too. Remember like in Endgame where he was like, you know, trying to figure out all the possibilities. And like with all that shit going on, he was still able to do all that. But now a teenager starts talking and it fucked up the whole world.
I mean, look.
Which I find very funny.
I can't read a comic and listen to a podcast at the same time, so I understand.
Well, no, I mean, I can't, you know, either, but
the
Stephen Strange is a better man than me. You know, better man than I.
I mean, he should be. He's a Sorcerer Supreme, you know? He should be, you know, better at everything.
Though I did see somebody be like, oh, he's a really shitty sorcerer or whatever, and some, you know, because he can't, because he's agreeing to, like, cast a spell that could ruin all of the universe. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is also the same man who's texting and driving.
So, that's right. Yeah, don't trust that guy.
So yeah, Stephen Strange makes bad choices.
Don't trust that guy. Yeah, he's the guy that wanted to see spinal exams while he was driving really fast.
And then his hands went like through the dashboard or whatever. So yeah, we'll see what the basically Spider-Man Inception is going to end up being.
Yeah, there's a lot of Inceptioning. And then, of course, we get some teases of some villains.
Yes.
I mean, well, because I missed the
voice.
The what?
The voice?
Which voice? The goblin voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that.
It's Willem Dafoe, apparently.
Dafoe.
That's what I've heard. Again, didn't look. So that's supposed to be the Green Goblin because you see him throw the little
pumpkin
bomb thingy. Yeah, you don't see him, you just see the bomb thingy.
I see. I missed that. I have to watch the trailer again.
And then you see, so the bomb thingy hits, but then you see the Ock tentacle.
Oh, wasn't it the same scene?
There right next to each other. I don't remember if it's the same scene. They're literally right there next to each other at the end.
Right.
And that's when you see Alfred Molina.
Right. So I saw, I mean, I saw that.
Which is really, I'm actually really excited about that. I'm like, oh, so we're not going to recast him because he was so perfectly cast the first time. Yeah,
you did it right the first time. Why you got to, why you got to fuck it up?
And it's kind of like having J. Jonah Jameson. Like, you did it right the first time. Why do it again?
Right.
So yeah, I'm excited to see how that shakes out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, so it's like Christmas, I think it is.
I think that's what it said, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting film. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to, you know, seeing what the next phase of the Marvel Universe is. Because I feel like we haven't really gotten the whole lot outside of, like, we have Black Widow.
Yep.
And really, I mean, all we're kind of doing there is just kind of setting up the Hawkeye TV show.
Yes.
So, you know, that kind
which of... Which I don't really have any interest in watching.
It's like, all right, well, I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, no, don't care.
Did we talk about that on the show?
What?
About how they're trying to find Hawkeye? Because they're like, you know, and we were just like, why does he just use Jeremy Renner's app?
That's right.
I think I brought that up when we were after the movie was over.
You did. Because they were like, we got to find Hawkeye. And you literally just were like, why did they just use his app? Like in the middle of the movie?
Yeah, just use the app.
I don't think the app exists anymore. But it could have at the time the movie was filmed. I don't know.
Those were simpler times.
Weren't they, though?
No.
No, everything was just getting progressively worse. But there wasn't a pandemic.
That's true.
So, I mean, at least there
we
was
had
that.
The app, at least.
We had the Jeremy Renner app. That was fun.
I remember you just reading me an article about this.
I did. It was really funny, and I enjoyed it.
It
was an absolute disaster, and I loved every minute of it.
But, yeah, so we'll see how that turns out. But also, so Shang-Chi comes out in, like,
soon,
a week or a week and a half.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
That looks good. That's probably gonna be
looks cool.
That looks like it's gonna be a banger.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Eternals is in November.
I really don't know how I feel about the Eternals.
It seems like a bunch of hoo-ha. You know, it just seems like a lot of like self-righteous hoo-ha.
I am glad with the new trailer.
It looks great.
It looks beautiful. Yeah, absolutely great. And they've got people in it I like. But at the same time, I'm kind of like,
Yeah.
But I'll see it. We'll see how it goes.
Not Oscar Isaac in there.
That's right. You call him Oscar Isaac. I think. So the guy. Richard Madden. Every single time I see him, I'm like, why is Bucky an Eternal? And then I'm like, wait a second. That's not Sebastian Stan.
I don't know. Because
he looks so much like him.
I don't know. I see. What's his face? I see. Oscar Isaac.
Richard Madden's just a generic white guy. Oscar Isaac's not a generic white guy.
He's
Guatemalan.
He's kind of this Richard Madden's kind of.
No, he's a generic white guy. He looks just like Sebastian Stan, and I'm just like why? That? Why the fuck is Bucky in here? And then I'm like, that's not Bucky.
Okay.
And I just think it's the same person every time I see it, and it upsets me every time. It just makes me mad. I'm like, why do you look the same?
Right. Yeah. No,
it's like Matt Bomer, and what's that guy? He looks like. Or Roman Reigns and fucking Drew McIntyre.
And Elias and Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins is too short.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like, because we were watching SummerSlam over at my parents' house. Because my mom and I went shopping while Sean watched SummerSlam. And we came back in just in time to see Roman Reigns come out. And my mom goes, oh, it's that guy you like. To me, thinking she's referring to Drew McIntyre. I go, that's a different man.
Oh, right.
I had to explain the difference between Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns.
Speaking of wrestling, we did go see wrestling this weekend.
We actually went to a live wrestling event.
Which was...
It was okay.
I mean, the show itself was fine.
We had really nice seats. We were close.
We had nice seats.
I've never sat that close before. But I will say, because we were in what used to be called the Pepsi Center, and now is the Ball Arena, because this is the WWE Super Show.
Right.
It's a house show, so it wasn't filmed or anything, but it was the day after SummerSlam. The sound on the floor was complete and utter trash. And I have been to the Pepsi Center before and had no problems when I'm up in the stands.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I wonder what a concert sounds like down there.
It must be miserable. I'm never going to sit down there for a concert. I have learned my lesson because I was just sitting down there and like people are talking and I was just like,
yeah, the, you know, on the ring, there's just like, it's like addressing the audience and it's just like, wah, 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 wah.
You literally just couldn't hear what they were saying.
It was ridiculous.
And I was like, oh, I mean, I guess I should be hyped for this, but I am not.
It's like, all right, I just if I see the wrestlers of the ring, then I know something's happening, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes that's I terrific. Can tell that lady said one fall. That's about all.
Because everybody goes one fall after yeah. they say one fall. So. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, but yeah, we went and we sat there. I sat next to a chatty person.
Yeah. You always get stuck next to chatty people.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you.
It's not normal. Usually it never happens. Usually people don't talk to me. And like in the last week, people have started talking to me and I don't know if it's the pandemic or if it's a fucking full moon. I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, why?
I blame the lunar phases.
It's making people crazy. Making people thinking they can fucking talk to other people.
Fucking out there thinking they're fucking Moon Knight and shit.
People don't talk to other people. Don't we? We have learned this already. But no.
They're becoming wear socials.
Wear socials. Speaking to people in public.
wear extroverts or whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, that lady was talking to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. No, the show was good. You know. I mean, you know, it's been forever since I've been to like a actual. Well, no, wait, I keep saying that, but I literally was at WrestleMania.
You were at WrestleMania.
I literally was at the biggest wrestling show of the year.
Did you want to share your news about your debut?
Oh, yes. Well, if you go on the WWE Network, I don't know exactly what the time code is, but if you watch the night two.
You can see it on Sean's Instagram.
It's on Instagram. It's just the still I took of it, but I am. There's a
see Sean's ear.
You can see my face
sort of. You can see like a fourth of your face.
You can see enough of it where if I told you it was me, you'd believe me.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, you can see that on my Instagram at Angry Hero Sean because I'm in the, it's like night two of the WrestleMania WWE 24 documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you're walking in with like Big E or whatever, but there's like a camera guy in front of you.
Literally the one guy that's in front of me is like standing like right in front of me.
That's how you can kind of see Sean's face.
That's my fucking life, you know? It's like, you know, it's like, hey, hey Sean, you're going to be on TV, but yeah, somebody's going to be in your way. So,
yep.
Yeah, so I was, yep. But I was there. I got to be. I was actually really excited.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, you know, I was there, so mm-hmm. You know, I got to kind of vibe out and remember, have some memories.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Eternals trailer real quick.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I guess. So the premise of what we're learning is that the reason why they didn't interfere
is because they're not the. What are they called?
The Celestials.
Right. Because whatever chaos was being caused was not being caused by a Celestial.
Right.
So I guess they only fuck around when there's a Celestial going on.
Yeah.
But that's kind of shitty.
It is shitty. No, it is. It's garbage. But they come here anyways and they give us gifts or they do whatever it is that they do.
Yeah. And then
live forever.
There's that one part where what's her name is talking to not Sebastian Stan and she's like, this planet is the one that brought back half of the population of the universe. They did it with a snap of their fingers. And I'm like, and they were incorrect to do so.
Yeah, because she says, like, oh, now that this happened, it's awakened the deviants or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
That's it's, it. It's the if the deviants start fucking around, that's when the Eternals get involved.
Right.
So that's why they're like, oh, the power generated, for some reason, not by the first snap, only by the second snap. I guess there'll be some sort of information.
Was everybody landing on the Earth at once?
Well, all over the universe.
All over the... Yeah, it's true.
They brought everybody back.
Yeah.
So the first snap where everybody disappeared, not enough. Second snap, that's what woke up the deviants, and that's why the Eternals have to actually do something.
They're like, huh? What? People?
What? I suppose we should help now.
Yeah.
What? I guess if Hitler were a deviant, they would have stepped in World War II. But since he wasn't, they were like, meh.
Yeah, right.
Let them kill each other. Like, is that how they look at all wars?
Yeah.
Let them kill each other?
Let me tell you about some deviants up in Washington. Ho! Yeah. No, I am.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what. Again, I'm so weird. I don't get the Eternals. I don't know if I care, but I'll watch it. It looks pretty.
Oh, I'm going to see it. I mean, I'm going
to Angelina Jolie looks beautiful.
Of course. Yeah. No, she looks great. And, you know, and there's just, it's just beautiful people doing beautiful CGI things.
Right.
You know, so we'll, you know, we'll get to embark on that. It, you know, it's got a nice golden palette.
It does.
It feels very, 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 very shiny. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see. But, once again, Thanos was right.
Thanos was right.
God damn it, Thanos, man.
Thanos was so fucking right. It's so, not even funny.
You're so goddamn right.
I know, and I hate that. It's like every single time I found that the longer I live, the more media I consume where the villain, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Mm. Especially when it's like anything that is destroying humanity. I'm like, the villain is correct.
I'm going to say, let me say this, okay? let me just put it this way. Thanos was like, yo, I want to get rid of half.
Because you guys are sucking up all the resources and making it impossible to support life. And you're like, oh, you're right.
Right. So he does that. And then he just goes and gardens. It's not like he's like, he cuts the nut in half and then he's like.
Yeah, he's not like the supreme.
And he's like, all right, now everybody has to fight me.
Right. Or you know? I'm the supreme ruler of whatever. He's just like, now I'm just going to go start my garden, which is what I always wanted to do because I finally did the thing I was going to do.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, no, Thanos was right. Especially when they come back in like the next movie, Captain America's like, yeah, the humpback whales are back in, you know, New York Harbor and it's clean again. And you're like, oh, maybe they were fucking right. Why are you bringing these people back?
No, we must bring them back. Tony, make sure you do this. Or whatever. Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna go and think about how Thanos was right.
Yep.
Take a break, and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Hey, everyone. This is Brian, the host of Inner Demons, the Ghost Rider podcast. And since 2017, Inner Demons has been the best place on the web for news, reviews, and regular discussion with our listeners about Marvel's Spirit of Vengeance, Ghost Rider. You can find us on Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast catchers, as well as on Twitter, @InnerDemonsGR. Remember, listening to your inner demons is not always a bad thing. Ride on.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Superman's.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says on the cover here. So it doesn't say Superman in, it just says Superman's Action Comics, mm-hmm. number 466 from December 1976. And I figured, you know, we're kind of getting back into the groove of doing comics again.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just do something? Because we just did a Superman comic, like maybe like just before we took the sabbatical or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? Let's just do this one. Because I just been thinking about it. I've been thinking about this cover. Mm-hmm. Where
it's a very good cover.
Where on the cover it is Lex Luthor punching what appears to be a boy Superman, a young Superman,
in the
back of the head.
Yeah, Lex is punching a child in the back of the head.
Back of the head with like a maced fist.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of great.
It's really funny.
And he's saying,
in the background,
right,
are a dead child Batman and a dead child Flash.
Batman out here splaying.
Oh, he's dead.
But he's splaying.
Well, yeah. That's what happens when you die. Assuming you just like starfish. Everybody who dies immediately becomes like a starfish.
Cool. Can you bury me that way?
Yes.
Oh, no, you're not going to bury me. I'm sorry. You're going to burn me.
I can burn you that way.
Okay. Luthor is saying, I turned Batman and Flash into kids and killed them. He is extremely happy.
Yes.
You're next, Superman.
Woo!
Yeah, he is all ready to kill some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Murder, death.
Can you imagine that today?
No.
Like if you were in like a store, you know, if you're in a comic book store, you know, and you're just looking at the new comics, and there's a comic where just like somebody on the front on the cover is like, I'm gonna kill these kids.
No. It would never
watch
happen.
Out, and you're just like, holy shit, Jesus Christ, what's going on with this book? You know, why is you know, why is, you know, Iron Man doing this? Or why is, you know, Batman's friends or whatever. The Joker to me.
Batman's friends.
Batman. That's a new comic. Batman's friends. Which he has none.
That's true. Batman has no friends.
He has associates, but they're not his friends.
Yes. Very true.
Oh, by the way, did we talk about the Batman trailer? We saw that before Suicide Squad.
Oh, I don't think we ever did.
No.
But I think I had already seen it.
I never saw that new one, which...
Maybe there might have been a little bit more footage, but I remember most of that. Especially because it had, like, the Nirvana song in it. Maybe we did talk a little bit about it. I don't remember.
Yeah, well...
We saw it.
Yeah, yeah.
The use of Nirvana in that trailer.
His ears don't look as bad as I thought, as you thought they were.
Yeah, I thought they were a little stubby, but I also saw the picture on the motorcycle. So, of course, it's going to be like more helmet for the stunt person who's riding it. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Where was I talking? What was I thinking about? Oh, yeah, because Batman's friends, they're killing kids.
And he has no friends.
But
Batman's acquaintances kill children.
Why could you see, like, Joker doing that, if we're being honest. Honestly, if there was a cover of Joker, it's like, I killed a bunch of fucking kids. It's like, well.
Yeah, he's the Joker. That's what he does.
He's a Joker. Yeah. It's just Batman going, the Joker's gonna Joker. But Lex is on the cover here, punching a kid in the back of the head saying, I killed kids.
Which is really funny. I love that he's punching Superboy in the back of the head and he's like flying.
It's a very disturbing yet hilarious cover.
It's really funny. And then we do have to bring up the fact that this book, and you pointed this out to me before I started reading it, has the exact same plot as the last, pretty much exactly the same plot as the last Superman book that we read.
I think
we
did like a Superman, or maybe it was an Action Comics. I can't remember.
It was something, but basically it's Superman is now, Lex Luthor determines that the only way he can beat Superman is to turn him into a child.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that this comic came out around the same time as the other one.
Yeah.
If not by a couple of years prior. But so we start off with Superman here in Action Comics. And he is crashing hard, wiping out in a cafe.
Yeah, he goes through the awning of a cafe, not an IHOP like it was in Man of Steel.
It should be IHOP.
It should be IHOP. You know what? It probably became an IHOP. It was purchased by the IHOP Corporation.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's called Cafe Mocha.
The Metropolis IHOP.
And the one Metropolis IHOP.
Yeah. Get yourself some of them. Them pancake footballs or whatever the hell they make.
Pancake footballs?
Don't you remember that? They made like pancake. They made like these like football pancakes.
IHOP and their famous pancake footballs. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. I mean,
were they shaped like footballs?
Yeah, they're shaped like footballs and they had like cream cheese and shit, you know, because it's all fucking gross.
No recollection of this whatsoever.
You're supposed to like, I don't know, I guess I remember, did you throw it.
All I remember, do you remember when IHOP was IHOB? They changed the P to a B because they were doing burgers. Do you remember that?
Did we eat there when it was a burger one?
No.
Oh, we should have.
I don't. Did we? If we did,
I think it was around the beginning of the pandemic, actually.
No, it was like way before that. I think we were still in LA.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah, it was like IHOB, and it was for a very long time, and people really made fun of it.
This is dumb.
Yeah.
So Superman crashes through, but everybody's like, oh shit, it's a boy.
Like, that's not Superman. He's not big. I think some guy says he's not big anymore.
He's not big enough to be Superman.
I just really want somebody to just yell, he's not big. And that just makes me laugh.
That'd be me. I just run back and go, he's not big!
I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard. It's just fucking funny.
And some people are like, oh, well, I heard there was a Bat Boy and then there's a Teenage Flash and, you know, now there's a Super Boy and, you know.
How did he become, he hasn't been Super Boy for a long time. How does he be Super Boy now? Like, all these people are trying to figure it out and it's like, what are you doing?
Well, like, something where he's
like, get your coffee and go to work. What the fuck is going on here?
Well, somebody says, I think somebody says something like, he can't age backwards or something. It's like,
he's Superman. He's an alien. You don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, he can literally do whatever he wants. Literally, that's what he does in this book.
He could wake up tomorrow with tentacles. Like, all bets are off when it comes to what Superman's biology is going to do.
I wish he would.
That'd be kind of cool, right?
I wish that was in, like, Man of Steel where he just wakes up and he's like, ah! I got tentacles.
Much more interesting movie.
He's like, fuck, what am I going to do with these tentacles? I better have a beer.
Which I drink for the taste.
So yeah, then the Luther shows up and starts wrecking havoc. And so Luther, though, he's got like these special gloves because Superman throws a punch and Luther's like, well, I got this glove that's going to like cause you pain because it's turning your power against you.
Right. It, like, redirects your strength into you. And somehow that actually hurts Superman, which even as Superboy, I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah. And then Luther flies away and just calls him a dumb, dumb kid.
He does. He does call him a dumb, dumb kid. Because the people are like, hey, he's a kid. Leave him alone, like Luther.
Why don't you pick on somebody your own size, you bald freak?
And then he's like, you're a stupid kid. And this is like, this is where I didn't understand how this works. Because in the other book we read, when Superman gets young, he loses all memory of his older years, like going to the newspaper and meeting Lois, like because he starts trying to do all those things again, like reapply for a job.
Uh-huh.
In this one where he's a child, he remembers everything and he's just like, oh man, all my control over my powers is gone. And I'm like, but
you're still thinking.
It's still in your head because you still remember everything. You should still be able to remember how to do all of that stuff. Your physical coordination might be slightly different, but your mental faculties should be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're calling in and pretending you have laryngitis to your boss.
Yeah.
So you can be a child, I guess.
Boy. So he kind of recalls back, I guess, earlier to when he ran into...
When he was not a child.
When he was not a child and he ran into Teenage Flash and Batman. Or Batman,
who's apparently only 10.
Yeah, they're like teenagers. So they're like, I guess you could say between 10 and 12.
Right. Well, teenagers is like 13.
Okay, so they're 13.
Yeah.
So, and then you're like, yeah, Superman, you know, Luther did this to us and he's after you. So, hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just flies away.
Yeah.
And people are like, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Superboy. I wish somebody just said, it's a boy.
It's a boy.
It's a boy. So Steve Lombard is reporting on this, and Morgan, I forgot what this guy's name is. This guy was Morgan Edge, I think it is.
Okay.
Who is his boss.
Yeah.
And he's talking to Lois, and Clark's like calling in, being like, I can't talk. I gotta take a vacation.
Yeah, he's like pretending he has laryngitis, and then like,
and then he hangs up on this dude.
Yeah,
and this guy's like, by Jove, what the hell?
Like, well, he's pissed. He's like, he's gonna not work here anymore because he's being a shitty employee. And like, Lois, who has insane like soap opera hair.
Yeah, this is a very weird picture of her.
It's, and her eyebrows are just real intense, and there's
also a lot of face going on there.
Yeah, it's a weird drawing of Lois, but she's like, well, before there was a time I'd think he was doing this because he's Superman, but haha, that's not true anymore. And it's like, no, it's still true.
Yeah, still true.
He's just a boy now.
So Superman, Lex Luthor thinks back to, you know, like he kind of is like analyzing his films and he's like, well, you know, the reason why I couldn't defeat Superman is because he was thinking like a man. But now if he becomes a boy, he'll think like a boy and I can defeat him because he's, you know.
Mentally, he's still, I don't know, 35 or however old Superman's supposed to be.
Yeah, and then he recalls his hair losing incident, which it sucks that your hair is gone.
I mean, granted, this was like written in a different time, but I mean, like, look at men like Bruce Willis.
Well, he didn't have a Bruce
Willis. I know he didn't have a Bruce Willis, but like now. And again, still a different time. But, like, I don't understand this, like, oh, my God, I'm bald and I'm so angry about it. I'm like, Lex could have been, like, the trailblazer and just, like, embraced that shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, him being a genius, people could be like, wow, he's a bald genius and he's doing great.
Yeah. Look at him being bald and genius.
He's like, I'm going to be bald too. I can't wait to be bald.
Yeah. Let other men embrace their bald.
But instead he sits there and he's stewing on it and he imagines himself screaming and projects that onto his own face.
Which is my favorite image in this entire comic book because it looks like he has like a projector shining a picture of himself very angry and shaking his fist at the sky onto his bald chrome dome. And it is very funny.
So this is where, Superman.
And I don't know why you'd be so angry to be bald if you basically had like a movie screen for a forehead. I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah, you could screen all sorts of things on there.
I mean, that is the way Tenet was meant to be seen. It's just being projected onto a bald man's forehead.
Christopher Nolan. He's just like, I will not be releasing this film until I have it screened on a bald man's head. Okay.
This is the only way you can understand Tenet is if you watch it on this bald man's forehead.
There'll be no seats. Everybody just has to huddle around this man to watch this dumb, bloated movie.
Yeah. You can't understand the dialogue. Doesn't matter. It's on this guy's head.
Doesn't matter. He could shoot bullets backwards. Isn't that cool? Whatever.
I guess.
So this is where, we go to Gotham City and Batman's fighting crime and
as a boy.
And
this is where Superman sucks him.
Superman appears in the sky and he's like, and Batman's like, hey, I'm being
Batman's
out of
like,
the manhole because I was hiding in a manhole.
Yeah, he was hiding in the sewer as a Batman does.
Yeah, he's a little trash boy now.
Yeah.
You know, just hiding
Oscar
out.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch seeks vengeance. Now I want Oscar the Grouch.
With a cape?
With a cape.
Oh, speaking of, there's this weird thing on Twitter that I saw the other day where it was like some sketch, like a filmed sketch. And it was about like car horns. Mm-hmm. But the guy, because it's like an old local car commercial type looking thing. Where it's like, hi, I'm so-and-so, and would you want to come down to the Honkaporium or whatever? But the guy's name, he's like, hi, I'm Wayne Manor. And then at the bottom, it just says, don't know how to change it. Oh, well. And I was like, that's really fucking funny. And I'm so jealous that I did not think to name a character Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Go on.
He gets sucked because Superman is in the sky and he is sucking so hard.
that Batman gets pulled up out of the manhole cover.
Which is impressive.
Yeah, that's some serious sucking power.
That he has he's doing it from the sky and he has the ability to suck that distance.
Well, I mean,
that circumference.
Yeah.
Like that, because obviously his mouth isn't like huge. Like, it's not like, he's not like Pete Holmes.
Right.
You know, imagine Pete Holmes did that. Pete Holmes, the whole town would be sucked into his mouth.
I'm surprised more things did not get sucked up.
Yeah.
With his sucking power. But I mean, if you want to say like so and so can suck the paint off of Buick, Superman can suck the paint off of Buick.
Oh, man. She could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Right? Superman can. Apparently. So he sucks Batman like all the way up, doesn't swallow him, which is a shame. I was hoping like he would kind of like, because he's like not in full control of his powers, I was kind of hoping like it'd be one of those videos where like a dog puts his mouth on the other dog's nose. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you'd be afraid if Superman got his mouth, head stuck in his mouth.
Yeah, or like when like a cat like puts its nose in a mouth, like a person's mouth. Like I was hoping for one of those. And he'd be like, and then he'd have Batman's head like stuck in his mouth.
But he has to do that for the whole rest of the book.
No, they would pull each other out, but it's because he doesn't have control.
Oh, that's true.
And I would think it was very funny. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. And Batman's like, Superman, I forgot. He's like, should we go talk to Flash or whatever?
Yeah, they go. They go to Flash.
And this is where Superman proposes a three-way.
Yeah. Well, this is before this Flash saves a guy who's just crashing into a tree for no reason.
Yeah, he's probably drunk.
I don't know. So he's like, Flash saves him.
Mm-hmm.
And,
This is where Superman shows up and with Batman, and he's like, hey, so like we need to become like old again, but a three-way attack just might catch Luther off guard.
Yeah, he suggests a three-way.
He does suggest a three-way.
Yep, he does.
This should have been called Superhero Orgies, Volume 1.
I mean, there's sucking and three-ways in this book.
there's a lot going on.
So, like, good idea.
There's weird fist actions going on.
All sorts of shit.
Yeah.
So he's like, good idea. Let's go ahead and fight Luther. And is this where Luther has like a... They call it a jet. They don't just call it a jet. It has like a weird name. His jet flyer or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's just a weird way to say like plane, and I was like, oh, that's strange.
Yeah.
But Luther for some reason has this jet.
Yeah, just this jet comes flying out of nowhere,
and it has like energy beams that like vibrate it at high frequencies. So
they pass through Superman and they pass through Batman.
Right, but Flash is like anticipating the hit, so he is vibrating his molecules as he does, and it turns him into a pile of goo.
Yep. He gets zopped.
Yep.
And Batman or Superman's just like, yeah, you know, he's very
dramatic. Oh, he cries. Yeah.
He's dropping them super tears.
Yeah, he's like, my friend, the Flash. He was the best friend
He was the best friend up until Batman when he dies, and then he's like...
And then Batman's the best friend. Because then, like, so Luther gets out of his jet, and he, like, lands on the ground behind Batman.
Jetcraft?
Yeah, Jetcraft. That's it.
Okay.
Jetcraft. Jetcraft.
Jetcraft.
And he, like, lands on the ground behind Batman, and so Batman... and him start fighting.
Batman says he does a... Wilkes Luther does a Vin Diesel in Fast 7 or whatever. He stomps on the ground and it opens
cracks,
up.
Yes.
And it cracks and Batman falls in.
It's so dumb. So they like fight and like Superman at one point has to like help Batman because he gets like knocked backwards. And he puts him back down. He's like, no, I'm going to go kick Lex's ass. I don't need your help, Superman. And they like... meet feet. That's the only way I can think to explain it.
Batman kicks.
And Lex kicks.
And Lex kicks at the same time.
And they basically just put the bottoms of their feet together.
Yeah, it's like...
They meet feet.
Yeah. Isn't that like a...
Is that a thing?
Game or something?
I don't know.
Indian leg wrestling. Excuse me.
Oh, I don't know. I know that like... You know, when you put your foot up to somebody else's to be like, look how big my foot is.
Yeah.
Compared to yours. I mean, that's basically, but they like, they're kicking at the same time. So Batman falls backwards and like whatever. And then he fights a little bit and then he disintegrates. And Lex is like, haha, he died when he got kicked.
he got kicked, but then like he didn't die right away, but now he's dead.
Yeah, he was like, he literally died then. It just took him a while to catch up. So it's like a chicken with his head cut off, just like running around, like fighting and then dying.
But he got kicked. Yeah, it's pretty.
Or like that really horrifying Forensic Files episode. Do you remember
That guy got...
When the son went and he killed his parents, he like shot his dad in the head, but he didn't finish the job.
Mm.
So the dad... Yes. Running on autopilot, basically, even though he was bleeding to death, got up and started doing his morning routine and then dropped dead. So he like brushed his teeth and he went downstairs and started making coffee and then he died. And they were just like, oh, sometimes like the whatever part of your brain that operates on autopilot, like will keep going when the rest of it's dead. And it was just really fucked up until he like bled out and died. But he like had no, like they said that they don't think he actually realized what was happening.
No, because he got shot.
Yeah, by his son.
Ugh.
Yeah. Don't have kids.
So this is where Superman again crying them tears.
Mm.
And he's like, you're gonna pay for killing my best friend who is now Batman, not Lex Luthor, not Flash anymore.
Right.
And Lex, you know, is like, haha, I deflect you.
And you're going to wear this glove now. And the rest of this comic book just literally becomes stop hitting yourself.
Yeah.
Because Superman just starts punching himself in the face, starts punching himself in the chest. But then he has this, like, as all this is happening, he has this, like, philosophical thing where he's like, maybe, like, Lex just wants me to think these things. And if I stop thinking these things, then they won't be true. And, like, whatever, like, the real Batman and Flash are still alive and they're just adults somewhere. I don't know how he got to that conclusion.
Well, he was busy punching himself. I just love this panel here of him just being like, oof.
Yeah.
You know, just having this pensive, these, you know, these super thoughts.
Yeah. He's like, he can't overcome my super mind. And if I don't think I'm a child anymore, then I won't be.
Right.
And I'm like, that would have been a fucking great trick in high school.
Yeah, I guess.
I refuse to perceive myself as a child. I'm an adult now.
But also, so he talks about Luther taking advantage of his super mind. Hypnotists use the power of suggestion, which to make subjects believe what they want them to. But with my superpower of suggestion, my mind can make whatever I believe has happened really happen.
Mm-hmm.
So is he like, isn't that's like a, oh God, there's like,
it's like The Secret. He's like manifesting shit.
Apparently, yeah. You know, I mean, he's just manifesting this in like mid, you know, in like, so this is okay. He thinks that he's younger.
Yes.
So he just becomes younger. Like his mass and everything decreases.
That's the
he's
thing.
He's not just big Superman, but
that's what's never really explained. So if it's hypnosis, is it just in his head, or does he actually become smaller?
Well, because this is the reason
he's
why I say this.
He's drawn that way.
The reason why I say, yeah, he's drawn that way, but the reason why I say this is that Luther start, like he Batman or Superman realizes this, and the glove shatters,
mm-hmm.
and Luther's like, his hand's getting bigger, shattering my glove. He is, you know, whatever, and he's Superman again, and Superman punches him in the face.
I mean, maybe without realizing it, like Superman can have Ant-Man's powers.
That's again, this is that's what's fucked up.
Yeah,
because apparently he could with this the power of his
mind.
If Superman is hypnotized,
mm-hmm.
if he thinks he's a, like, for instance, if he thinks he's a chicken.
Yeah, then he's a chicken.
But then he actually becomes like a chicken.
Apparently.
Like he'll just start growing feathers and a fucking beak.
Apparently, again, Superman has alien DNA. We don't know what's going on with that guy. So it's very possible that he could just be like, I think I have tentacles. And he'd wake up with tentacles.
Because like it's, again, where did this mass go? Where did this matter go?
Away?
It just go. Is the thing where like if he has an alternate dimension, like there's a bunch of like this way it's described in like how superheroes like I think it's like when what's her face used to have antennas and shit, what's her face, the Wasp,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they would just go into like a different dimension,
sure.
when she wasn't using them, but then they would grow when she needed them or something,
sure.
some sort of, or maybe there are cells. Maybe I'm thinking about something else. Maybe I'm thinking about somebody else that they just, the matter exists, but it's put into another dimension.
Yeah.
And then it returns.
Right.
So that's what's happening here. And that's, again, this is just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So anyways, he punches Luther in the face and he's like, haha.
I win. And I'm big now.
I'm big, and I punch you in the face.
It's like Mario eating a mushroom.
Yeah, Superman just finds a mushroom.
It's like, oh, finally.
If I got finally shiitake mushrooms, now I'm going to be big again.
Yeah. He hit the right block.
Yeah. He went down a pipe. The one that Batman was in.
Yeah.
He went down the pipe.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's how getting sucked up a pipe in Mario actually works. There's just like a Superman at the top, just like...
Yeah, there's a
somebody slurping you up like you're in a straw.
There's a greater being that is a Superman.
Yeah.
In the Mario universe.
Yeah,
he's above Latiku.
Yeah,
Latiku.
Is that stupid sun?
Well, no, the turtle or whatever, the monster in the thing throwing the spikies at you.
The clouds. Yeah. I hate that guy. Well, fuck that guy.
Well, maybe the sun does the sucking. I don't know.
Oh, maybe that sun does suck.
The sun does suck.
It does, I hate that fucking sun. Fuck that sun.
Fuck you, sun.
I mean, fuck the sun in general, but fuck that sun specifically.
I think I make a list of suns to say fuck you to.
It's a very long list of suns.
How many suns are there?
I don't know. I'm assuming there's like suns in other universes, like literal.
I can think of two. I think of that sun.
And
our sun.
But I'm thinking about ones like in other galaxies.
We got to get to them, the suns.
They're suns.
Yeah, but, you know, what if they're like, you know, better.
Fuck the Daystar.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right.
Got to be on brand here.
Okay. That's true. Yeah, we got Jen has to make sure she is following her,
I was so happy the other day when I walked into the fucking at-home store and it was just like a giant display of Halloween that I almost started crying. I was so excited.
Yeah, you bought some pretty cool stuff.
I'm so happy.
Halloween's coming.
I'm so happy. Sorry.
So, yeah, he punches Luther in the face and then he's like, well, you know, and then we jump to the satellite, JLA satellite, and Superman and Batman and Flash are up there and they're just like, yeah, that was fucking weird, wasn't it? You know, because Batman and Flash were like not even on the planet.
Yeah, and I don't understand how that works either, because it was like, so were they just manifestations of his imagination?
No, they were androids. He mentions that here.
Oh, I must have missed that part. Okay, because I was just like, so there was just children who, like, literal children who died? Or what's happening?
Well, let's think. Luther made children robots.
Uh-huh.
That
robots are, again, Superman is a robo-racist, so I'm sure he's fine with those things being dead.
He was like, you know what? I killed them robots. You know why I hate robots?
He's like, you know what? This is the one time I agree with Lex. That's right. Kill robots.
But But he also was like, because he remembered seeing their faces, and he's like, well, Batman, Luther doesn't know your secret identities, which, I mean, I guess you can assume that.
Well, I mean, that's true. I do always remember that Justice League episode where Luther and the Flash switched bodies.
One of the best.
It is such a good one. And he goes into the bathroom.
Such a filthy episode.
It's really gross. Because there's like implied fucking, but there's like
wow, that's not restful.
But he goes into the bathroom and he's like, I'm gonna find out who this guy is, and he takes off his mask and he goes, I have no idea who this is. And it is one of the best moments of that cartoon, in a cartoon filled with so many great moments.
I love that one. But yeah, so then yeah, they all put their hands down and say, all right, go team, and we can, you know, we'll beat up Luther again or whatever. So, yeah, that's how it ends. Well, actually, there's another page here. Did you read this last page?
About the children?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I wasn't ready for that.
You weren't ready for the PSA about beating your children?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justice for All includes children.
Yeah.
Eight?
I don't know why there's an eight there, because I was like, children eight.
Is this a series of these panel, these
maybe
PSAs?
Maybe
it's like, what's 1 through 7 like, man? Because this is pretty dark. It's like a guy chasing a kid, and Superman swoops in the between them, and he's like, the kid's like, hey, this guy's after me. And the father, it's apparently this kid's father, and his father's like,
I have the right to beat my child.
I have the right to beat my child. You know, he's my son, and I have the right to hit him. And Superman is like, nah, man. And he's like, you know, if you're having problems, you know, go see a social worker, you know, mental health.
Yeah, I think he even says, like, court.
Is it? Yeah, he says a welfare office or juvenile court.
Yeah.
And it's a PCA, PSA for...
don't let your parents hit you.
Yeah. You know, don't, or if you're an adult reading this, don't hit your kids.
Hit your children, yeah. You
know, I wasn't ready for that. Because I'm just like, because I thought it was like, it should be another hostess ad.
Right? I was like, this is the strangest hostess ad I've ever read.
It's like, there's no pies.
You know what would be really funny? It'd be like, I want to beat my child. And Superman's like, how about these pies? And he's like, instead of hitting my kid, I'll eat these pies.
I'll hit these pies into my face. Jesus.
And now I know hitting my children is wrong as he shoves Hostess into his mouth.
As it is true. It's true. Hitting your children is wrong, you know?
Yeah, but... yeah, you shouldn't hit your kids, but I just really think it should have been pie-related. He should have learned a pie-related lesson.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, always important.
Mmm, pie. Yeah. See, now I want a pie.
Mmm, I love a pie.
Wait, I don't know what kind of pie, but a pie.
Well, we went to that pie place.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I wasn't very impressed by that.
No, I felt like...
Well, they didn't have any pies.
Well, yeah, because we came at the end of the night.
They were like, hey, we all got this apple pie. And I'm
there's like this
cool
literal place that only serves pie up in Denver.
What was it called?
It's called like the Colorado Cherry Company or something. And like you can go in and then they have pies, like usually like hand pies or savory pies, whatever. But we went in after this dinner that we had. And so they didn't have many left. So we, you know, I just had a piece of like berry pie or cherry. I don't remember what I had. And Sean had like apple. But when they came out, they looked like a pie I could make. And I make shitty looking pies. I mean, they tasted fine.
Your pies are great, though.
Oh, thank you. But I mean, the pie tasted fine. It wasn't anything to like write home about. But it looked like garbage. And I was just like, well, I could have made this. Would it cost me less?
Yeah. No, it was underwhelming.
Pie. Sorry.
So next issue, an action-packed shocker. Stop it, Superman. You're wrecking the world.
Oh, of course I would read that.
Yeah, that sounds like a...
Of course.
Of course, yeah. It's probably just Superman. I can just imagine the cover. Just him just punching the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Just being like, Superman, you're wrecking the world. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, you asshole. He's like, I can't stop. Lex Luthor suggested I have to punch the world.
Yep.
And now my stupid alien brain won't stop thinking that. Also, I'm small again for some reason. Sure. Even though I'm a giant. Again, I can't get over the fact that he appears to be younger. Even he appears to be younger to other people. So so are we to believe that, again, he could just control his mass like that and his age just morph into that. And so people,
I mean, this is like pre-crisis where he could literally do anything.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I demand answers.
Yeah.
But that's it for this week's show. If you demand answers from us, please email us.
Yeah.
At worstcollectionever@gmail.com. I already messed up our ending.
You did.
But I had a great segue, so I had to do it.
Yeah, it was good.
Also, if you demand answers from us on social media, please find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com, and find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever.
Yes, you can get answers from us there, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many answers I can really give you on Twitter. Right now, I'm kind of in a spiral. It's a mess. But so I just, you know, block me. On September 23rd, because I will literally be melting down.
Oh, is that when
Law and Order is premiering?
It's a premiere,
and pretty much all season long, I will be a absolute melting down mess. So you know, you have been warned. I just want to say,
yeah, just get ready, guys.
They're gonna kiss, and I'm gonna lose my absolute mind.
Do we feel that that's guaranteed?
It's going to happen.
Why do you think it's going to happen now?
I have faith in the captain of the good ship, EO. Mariska Hargitay is the captain of this fucking ship. And this is what she wants. This is her retirement plan. She's not sticking it. She's almost been on this show for 20. This is going to be her 23rd year. Mm. She's been working on getting him back for a decade. She has said that she has an ending in mind for her character. And I guarantee you her character's ending is a happy ending where she gets to marry this man.
Oh, a marriage?
Probably at the end. If they don't retire, they might not actually get married, but they're going to end up together. And I have faith because she is an executive producer and whatever the fuck she wants, she's going to get. This is what she wants.
It just ends up being like the end of The Graduate.
Yeah, I honestly
just sitting there.
I honestly think we're gonna get like, I mean, their SVU's only renewed for 2 more seasons.
How many more seasons do you think they're gonna get?
Exactly. They've been on the air for 23 years. She's not going to keep wanting to do this. He is her retirement plan. I fucking guarantee it. And she is going to be like, because shit'll pop up on Instagram and stuff where people are like, oh yes, you know, EO is endgame. So true. She fucking likes all that shit. Herself.
What is EO? EO?
Elliot and Olivia. EO.
Oh, okay. I thought you were referring to the Captain EO. That is exactly
people have said that to me on Twitter. And I'm like, no. That's literally their call. It's EO. So EO is endgame. If you see that, it's because Elliot and Olivia. So they're going to kiss. And when it happens, I am going to cry. Oh, I don't actually cry about anything if it is not fictional. Real shit happens. No. Fake shit happens, I will cry for a fucking week. Yes, I'm true. Very it's excited
true.
About this.
It's true.
It is really true. I'm going to melt down.
Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it.
Uh-huh.
I think after what Jen just did, I think you do.
That definitely deserves fucking 5 stars.
Yeah, here, buy me some time so I can find another place to.
Do you want me to tell you more about why I believe that EO is endgame?
Give me a second here.
I got to give Sean some time. So, yes, she has also gone into interviews and said literally with her whole chest, Noah Benson Stabler, who is her son on Law & Order's name is Noah. And she's literally gone into interviews.
Wait, she has a kid?
On the TV show, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So now she has a kid and he's like 8.
Who's the father?
Well, he's adopted.
Oh.
Yeah, she adopted him because she like found him in a drawer during like a raid of a sex house. Anyway, long story. It's a soap opera. So, but she has this kid. And so she did this interview. It was her and Chris doing this interview. And they were like, oh, do you ever see like a world where like Benson and Stabler could like get together? And of course, Chris Maloney gives this whole big answer about like, oh, yes, but it really needs to be earned. And they have all this stuff, to, like this very thoughtful answer. And she just looks at the camera and goes, Noah Benson Stabler. That was it. And everybody just like lost their minds. This is what this woman wants. I guarantee this is what she wants. She wants her fucking man. And she's going to get him. And I'm so excited.
That's funny. So yeah, please rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. If you have us on Spotify, check us out there. And then also find us on player.fm.
Sounds like a radio.
Kind of is. Yeah. Huh. It's kind of it. But player.fm, if you listen to us on player.fm.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Let y'all know.
Yes, let us know if you're listening to us there. We really need. And thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.